So this week's show, you know, it comes a week after, exactly a week after our first presidential debate. And if there's one question retirees are asking today, is how are the elections going to really impact my retirement? And it's a question that I also get a lot. And I know that a lot of our advisors are getting that question. So today I'm actually going to have the talk about the election and how that might impact our portfolios. And I've brought Tim Mattern into the studio today. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing okay, although I'm a little nervous. You know, anytime you start talking about political stuff, people are like, oh, never talk about, you know, never talk religion, never talk politics. Yep. So again, I'm not going to tread super careful. I do have a very, I know who I'm voting for and I know why, mm-hmm. but that's not my job today to necessarily give advice on who you should vote for. Our job as investment professionals here is to help clients see, you know, how does their life tie to their money and help them manage and be the best stewards of their retirement that we can be, mm-hmm. right? Yep. So what I think we should do is let's just give everybody just a backdrop and figure out, you know, what in the past has happened with the elections and how do election years and the different presidents that have been, you know, in our country's history, how have they impacted the world and specifically how have they impacted people's portfolios?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you bring up a big point is it's our job to help clients, you know, manage their money. And part of that is to be nimble and manage events. And this is perfect timing that we're having an election. This is a big event and we want to make sure that we're discussing with clients and try to help them through this time period. The one thing though that I'll get into is if you look at the, you know, we always ask, so what's going to happen in this election? And the truth is we don't know, right? That's the biggest thing we know for certain is we don't know. We know that if we look back, there are two basic, if you look at the 10-year period following a presidential election, okay, the best 10-year was during a Republican president, and the worst 10-year was during a Republican president.
Hold on. So you're telling me, and I know because we've done the research and, yep. and we've reviewed this stuff, that you know, if you're a Republican out there and you're looking at the data and you're saying, who was the very best 10 years of the market returns after an election year?
Following an election year. Yep.
You're saying that was a Republican?
That was correct.
Okay, so let's just stop there.
Can you guess who?
Yes, I can, because I've done the research. If you're out there listening, I'm guessing you're thinking of a few names. We'll give you the present. It was actually the 1980 to 89 term of Ronald Reagan.
Correct.
So that was the best performance of a 10-year cycle after an election.
Yep.
So then the good news for Republicans, well, that's great news for me. I'm a Republican, let's say. Yep. How about the worst 10-year period?
Yeah, 2000, George W. Bush.
So George 2000 W. Bush,
2000. 2009.
That was actually the worst.
That was the worst. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So history tells us, right, that you know, both of those cases kind of give you the backdrop of what we're trying to make as a point here, is that there's always been, you know, tumultuous events. There's always been outside events that have created market return. It isn't necessarily just one political party that holds the Oval Office at one time, but it is. There's a lot more to it than
correct.
That. So yeah. We've got, you know, I'm kind of a history guy, and I look back at all of these events in history, and I go back to, you know, right now people are saying, man, the civil unrest in our country's crazy. We've never seen anything like that before. And I look back and say, no, during the Vietnam War, there was 10 years there of mm-hmm. really, really, really hard times, and even some protests that ended very violently. You know, referencing the Kent State thing in 1970. You know, now we're just coming to the end of some wars, and there's overseas conflicts, and yes, we've had that for years. Business is going bankrupt. We've heard about that back in the, you know, obviously the banking crisis in the late 80s, and then the 2007 and 8. And weather stuff, where we've got fires going on, we've got hurricanes. I mean, this is all part of what we've seen in the past.
Nothing new today. No,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Right?
We may be experiencing it all at once, it feels like, but it's nothing new.
Yeah. So what can impact the markets, right, are all these outside things. And we're not going to sit here and say that's not important who wins this election. But I am going to say that for somebody's portfolio, okay, they can't just say, if this person wins, it's going to do better. If that person wins, it's going to do better. So, Tim, moving on, what do you think really we can expect from this particular election. Now, if we're with that as our backdrop, with looking at history and looking at kind of those two 10-year periods we just talked about, what are three things that if I'm a retiree today, what should I be watching for, and what should I expect?
Yeah, I think the how we answer that question is, one, no one is going to be volatility. There will be just due to the uncertainty. I think that there's people are asking these questions. We will have volatility in the markets for the next few months. That's going to be something we will experience. So
more, expect more of that.
Just expect more of that.
Markets
September,
up, markets down.
Be that way. Correct. Number two is the election is bigger than just the White House. And I say that because everyone says, is it Trump or is it Biden? You also have to realize there's other people being elected into office. You look at the Senate and the House of Representatives. So a lot is there that is just besides one seat, the White House. It's bigger than that. So let's look beyond that. And then the third one is, if we know there's going to be volatility and there's going to be uncertainty, well, it's a fantastic time to review your portfolio and make sure that you're in line with risk. We are back to where we were pre-COVID as far as the markets go. Some of the sectors are even higher than that. Look at the NASDAQ. So if we look back and we talking with clients, and you feel like, hey, we just went through this pretty rapid, volatile time back in March, do you want to encounter that again? Because we are back to where we were prior to that. And if the answer is no, it's a great time to pull some risk off the board if you're okay with it. And we feel like, you know what, I am looking at a 10-year window for my plan, then let's look at that entire plan. Let's not try to narrow it down and be nimble in these 4 months and try to navigate this perfectly and time it perfectly, because we won't. Let's look at the longer, bigger picture over the next 5 to 10 years. That will help us ultimately remove some risk and invest according to your plan.
Yeah, I love that last part, Tim. And I think that's what I want to, leave the show with today is, the easiest decisions that we'll make come with a long time horizon. When you start trying to make decisions, whatever that is in your life, if you look at it as a short window, I got to make the right decision today or tomorrow versus over the long haul, that's when we can see many people make bad decisions. And again, what we're saying is, let's make sure that that portfolio, that your retirement goals align with your life. And that's exactly what we want to help people do. Yep. Would love to have you into our office to talk more about that. So if you heard something you like today and you want to just chat with one of us, we'd love to answer your questions. And each week we'll be bringing you different topics on questions retirees have. If you have a question that you'd like our advisors to answer on the air, go to our website. We have a spot where it says, "Heard us on the radio." It takes you right to an email where you can submit your questions. All right, from all of us at Teaches Financial Group, we thank you for listening today. Remember, the best way to get an individual review at no cost is to go to our website and give us a call at 320-222-4236.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.